The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. This week, our podcast is brought to you by Square. They have the tools to help you get back to business. Check them out by visiting square.com.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Larissa Moore. It's Wednesday the 24th of June. In your Squiz today, high community transmission in Victoria. Design company Canva hits a big valuation milestone. A new super shot in play in Super Netball. And Hamilton's TV debut. This is your Squiz today. We're starting again with Victoria's spike in COVID-19 cases today. They recorded their seventh consecutive day of double-digit increases with 17 new cases yesterday. Victorian Premier Dan Andrews is warning that with the high rate of community transmission with these cases, there's a long way to go.
And he says that the officials there have a good handle on where those infections are coming from. He says they're principally families and often larger families that aren't doing the social distancing thing and they're not following the rules. Victoria is now home to 127 of Australia's 225 active coronavirus cases.
When it comes to what they're doing, it's very much a boots on the ground situation, Claire.
Yeah, and there's more than a million people living in those hotspots in Melbourne. Dan Andrews says that an army of public health officials are on the ground door knocking those six local government areas. There's lots of multicultural communities there. So he says that no one can have an excuse not to know what they need to do after they're spoken to by those health officials.
One of the big facts coming to light about how coronavirus is just not going away is the rate of growth in global cases. It took more than 3 months to get to the first million cases and then just 8 days to get from 8 to 9 million cases. What's the latest from the World Health Organization?
Its boss, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says that they really need to have big nations stepping up, particularly those that are easing restrictions, because that rate of new infections is very concerning. He says also that the world needs to pull together to deal with this and that the pandemic can't be defeated with a divided world.
In a couple of other updates, Saudi Arabia has announced that they will severely limit numbers for the annual Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca, likely to be around 10,000. It usually sees 2.5 million pilgrims enter the city. And just to round out COVID-19 news today, tennis men's world number one Novak Djokovic has tested positive, along with three other players that attended a charity tournament he organised that played matches in Serbia and Croatia. We spoke yesterday about the sexual harassment inquiry into former High Court Judge Dyson Heydon. In further developments, three of the women are now seeking compensation and say that they'll pursue legal action against Heydon if he won't enter into talks.
Their lawyer says that they have asked Dyson Heydon to participate in settlement discussions, but they don't expect him to come to the table for those talks. The next step is that they would take it to the Australian Human Rights Commission, and then it's up to the commission to either pick it up or not pursue it. That's up to them. Some of those women dropped out of their legal careers after the experience they had at the High Court with Heydon, and that's why they're pursuing compensation.
The president of the Law Council of Australia, Pauline Wright, said that this is perhaps an us too moment for the legal profession. A new poll from the Lowy Institute shows that Australians are feeling pretty gloomy when it comes to looking at a range of international issues. And one of the biggest changes in attitude has been towards China, Claire.
Trust in our biggest trade partner has halved from 2 years ago, with just 23% of those surveyed believing that it acts responsibly in the world. Lowy researchers cite China's dealings with Hong Kong, also Huawei and the spread of COVID-19, and of course the resulting recession that we're now in as the reason for that dive in trust. But when it comes to America, we still value them, although we're a bit sus about US President Donald Trump. We also think that New Zealand and Japan have pretty good leaders.
Overall, though, Australians feel less safe in 2020 than any other time in the Lowy poll's 16-year history. The issues that are of top concern are COVID-19, drought and the economic downturn, all pretty big issues. Australian graphic design platform Canva is often called the design platform for non-designers. It's now officially Australia's most valuable company. It hit a valuation of $8.6 billion. That's pretty big.
It's a big company. It makes it one of the biggest, of course, in that private realm. It's just recently raised almost $90 million to invest in the company, and they do a valuation round when that happens. That all makes co-founder Melanie Perkins Australia's third richest woman. It's an amazing business, Canva, and it's absolutely done extraordinarily well, really, because it fixes a big problem, and that is expensive graphic design, and even people like me can get in and have a go at it.
We have a good bash at it, that's for sure. Canva has more than 30 million monthly active users on their platform. It's been a rough time for Australian swimmer Shayna Jack. She's fighting a four-year doping ban after testing positive for a substance called ligandrol last year. She's now come forward to Queensland Police to report being the victim of online extortion.
She says that since that ban, she has been hacked in her social media accounts, but also her phone. And the threat has been from those hackers that they would release private images of her unless she paid a sum of money. It's another troubling ordeal for her. She's preparing at the moment to appeal that swimming ban in the Court of Arbitrations for Sport.
We'll be back with a bit more sports news in just a moment, but a message now from our podcast partner, Square. They believe that everyone should be able to participate and thrive in the economy, and they have the tools that can help you to do just that. Square can help you start selling online, as well as managing things like curbside pickup, delivery, and shipping to keep things a little safer for everyone. To find out more about how Square could help your business adapt, go to square.com, and you can find that link in your episode notes as well. Claire, Super Netball have announced the adoption of a two-point super shot. It aims to make the game more dynamic and unpredictable. Tell us, how is this meant to work and what's the reaction been?
So how it's meant to work is that you can get double points awarded when a goal is scored from an area right at the edge of the goal circle in the final 5 minutes of each quarter. It's something that organisers say really will make things a bit more up-tempo, with a lot of those games, of course, being very tight and shooting for goal from that outside of that goal circle being a lot more difficult. But a lot of people aren't happy about it, including the captain of our national team, Caitlin Bassett, took to social media to say that making the game more entertaining really wasn't something that they needed to do, that it was exciting enough already. Also, plenty of other players and coaching staff saying they weren't consulted about it.
Now, this is something I'm very excited about. I think you're slightly less so, but Hamilton, the huge mega hit musical from Lin-Manuel Miranda, is releasing a movie version of the Broadway play. And there's a time and a date to note down if you're as excited as me.
Yeah, put the 3rd of July in your diary, probably the 4th of July here in Australia by the time the world rolls around with that worldwide release from Disney+. It's the stage production movie version. So you'll see all of the original stars up on stage doing their thing.
Very cool. We've put a link to the trailer in the Squiz Today email. Claire, what's the song lyric you have for us today?
Britney Spears, Oops, I Did It Again. I reckon I've probably had that in the past, but that's okay. It's a classic one, that one. That goes to a conservation hit job in Spain. Oh. Another religious painting has been completely mucked up by a restorer who probably had good intentions but really made a hash of things.
I like the line that says, it's in our Squiz sayings today, they're bodgers who botch things up. And when you see the pictures, that's really a very adequate description of what's happened with these painting restorations. That's all from us. Enjoy your Wednesday halfway through the week, and we will chat to you tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.